Here comes Daddy.
Why did you have to go before me like that? Now you got me all in tears now. And to the brother that was just up here sweating a little bit, let me give you a little piece of advice. Get one of these, brother. Make sure the color's right, though. Yeah. Okay. Well, this has definitely been a wonderful time. And it's so nice to see so many young people out tonight. It's wonderful to hear the singing, and just the preaching of God's word is a beautiful thing. And I would hope that anyone here who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ can just look at our faces and see the joy that we have knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other joy so good as the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other joy. Those of you who are in your teens and early 20s and maybe late 30s, and you want a piece of the world, this is a dead man's world. You may get a temporary joy and pleasure of this world, but let me tell you something. It ain't nothing. That's some words for you. Nothing. Okay? It ain't nothing. Okay? Because the world has nothing to offer a Christian. Nothing but sadness and misery. We've all been there. I've been a young person myself. We did things. We said things that we regret. Am I right about that? Okay. Is it the truth if I say it ain't nothing? Right? It ain't nothing. Let's look at some scripture. Let's turn to Daniel. Everyone's going to Daniel for some reason. Why is this? Everybody. And just hold your place at Daniel 1. But before we go to Daniel 1, I want to give you a little scenario here. In the military, when a soldier is surrounded by the enemy and there is no way to escape the enemy, a soldier has to do something. That's something that the soldier does is the soldier plays dead. When a soldier plays dead, he's praying that the enemy that surrounds him cannot notice that he's alive. He has to lay there dead amongst dead bodies, lifeless, shallow breathing, eyes closed, lifeless movement. That is what he's doing when he is playing dead. You feel me? What I'm talking about? He's playing dead so the enemy will not what? Help me out here. Recognize that he is what? Alive. Christ came to give you what? Life. And life more what? Abundantly. Amen. Hear me now. What does this world have to offer us? Nothing. It has nothing to offer us at all but death. This world is a wilderness. That's all it is a wilderness. And we are pilgrims just passing through. That's what we're doing. We're holding our banner high and we're passing through this world because this world is not our home. We're just what? Amen. Our treasures are where? Where at? Amen. Somewhere beyond the blue. That's where our treasure is. It's not in this earth. Please, it's not in this earth. I understand you're young. You want to drive the Mercedes Benz, the AMG. Right? That's a fast one, right? I like those too. Alright? You want to drive the AMG. You want to get a nice house. Maybe a nice house on the beach, something like that. You want fancy clothes. You know, some cool shoes. I understand all that. We all been there. Okay? But at the end of the day, what's it worth? I can drive a little Toyota. get me from point A to B and save about $50,000, or maybe $100,000. You feel me? Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, this world has nothing to offer us at all. There's nothing this world has for us. There are temporary joys in this world. Let's look at Daniel for a second. Daniel chapter 1. Now, I know everyone's been on Daniel, but we're going to look at it from a different angle, like our brother Earl told us. I'm going underground and up, okay? All right. So, in Daniel chapter 1, verse 4. Young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had the ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. Verse 5. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of wine, which he drank, for 3 years of training for them. And let me stop right there. Notice the word there, daily. You feel me? Daily. In this world, you learn the literature of this world, the arts, the poems, the phrases, the catchphrases. You learn the language of this world. You eat the food of this world. You enjoy the joys of this world, the wine. You have the appetite of the world, the food you eat. But guess what? Something happened here. Something very strange happened a few chapters later. Let's look at this. What is the end result of this? Go to chapter 4. Oh my goodness, something happened in chapter 4. Oh no. In chapter 4, something's very interesting. Nowhere in scripture is this word mentioned more in chapter 4. 10 times this word is mentioned in chapter 4. It is the word worship. Worship. Worship who? The golden image. You see? This world wants your worship. You see? It'll give you the wine. Yeah. It'll give you the food. It'll give you everything you want. Ultimately, it wants your worship. Your time. Your energy. Your money. Your family. Your life. That's what it wants. And now let me say something. Those of you who are in the crossroads right now, if you are in a crossroads right now, you say, I don't know if this Christian life is for me. Let me tell you something. Daniel was a strong man. We spoke about him all day today. The end result this world wants is your worship and your conformity. Remember, the soldier who doesn't want to get caught by the enemy will play dead. D-E-A-D. You look like a dead person. Saints, we've all had times in our life when we felt like a dead man. When we were lifeless and there was no spirit in us, we felt. But I say this to those who don't know the Lord Jesus tonight, that get it right with the Lord now. Get it right. Please. Get it right. Don't hang around dead men. Okay? What is the music of the world gives you what? Talk about the same thing. Sex, drugs, everything. Money, cars, everything. What is that for a believer? Nothing. It's nothing for a believer. Nothing at all. Let's look back at chapter 4 again. Chapter 4, it's often been said today that the world hates Christians. The world hates us. It wants nothing to do with us. If we mention that name where I work, people, can't say that here. You're not allowed to say that here. That name, I can say any other name, but the moment I say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is going to be adversity at work. Look at this for a second. In chapter 4, we notice that the word worship is mentioned 4 times. I want you to look at chapter 4, verse 17. Chapter 4, verse 17. If this is the case, because King Nebuchadnezzar wanted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow down to the beast. If this is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Can we say this about ourselves when it comes time for adversity in our lives? Can we? Look at the next verse. But if not, let it be known to you, O King.
Chapter 4, my bad.
Okay, I'm a little excited here, I'm sorry. I'm T.D. Jakes right now, I'm sorry. All right. I'll get into it. All right, here we go. Chapter 3. All right, chapter 3, let's go back. Chapter 3, verse 17. If this is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Take a stand for Christ. Take a stand. Like our brother Verl said, there's going to be a point when we come off this mountain view. You're going to face adversity. What are you going to do? Are you going to stand for Christ in the midst of temptation? What are you going to do? You have to make a stand. Regardless of your life, you have to make a stand. You've got to say something. You cannot stand still. You cannot lay like dead men and play dead. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do that. Verse 18, the Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression of his face changed. Now, Michelle, I'm going to put you out there a little bit. Sorry, it's my turn. All right, now, when I would get mad at something that she or her brother did, all I had to do was make that face, and tears came down the eyes. All right, sorry, I had to jump in. But anyway, but what I'm saying is this. Nebuchadnezzar's face, expression of his face changed. And he had the fire of the furnace turned up, what? Seven times what? Seven times hotter. Perfect hatred toward these men. Perfect hatred. You see what I'm saying? The world has nothing to offer us. It has nothing for us. But tell you what, we serve what? A living God. We serve a living God. You know that the Lord delivered them from the fiery furnace because you've heard this story many times. I want you to go down to verse 27. Let's go to 25. Look, he answered, it's Nebuchadnezzar, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Go down to verse 28, particularly the very last part of 28, but I read the whole thing. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and have not yielded and have yielded your bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own what? God. Amen. Their own God. We don't serve any other gods. I heard the singing up here just a minute ago. I was so encouraged. I wanted to sing, but I can't sing. I wanted to sing with them. And just sing with them. I was caught up. Beautiful singing. The joy that the Lord gives us. The joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength, believer. Find fellowship with other believers. It's encouraging to have a prayer partners. It's encouraging to go to camps and conferences. It's encouraging to go to meetings where you will be encouraged. And look at these believers. They were strong. They were strong. Look at this. Verse 29. There, in verse 29. There is no other
deliver, amen, like this person in this room who's on the fence. Let me tell you, there's no other God who can deliver you like this. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life.
Amen.
There's no other God who can deliver you like this. There's no other but the Lord Jesus Christ, God's blessed Son. There is no other who can do it for you. Please don't play dead. Please don't play dead. The moment you move when you play dead, the enemy's got you. Don't play dead. There is no other God like this. And God bless his word.
Amen.